All right.
Per capita, the United States has more people in prison than any other industrialized country, and an astounding percentage of the people in prison are there for non-violent drug offenses. Should the government, should politicians be saying what you can put into your body? Should we be filling our prisons with people who have made their own decisions about their own bodies? Now, the ugliest aspect of this to me is people using drugs for medical purposes. Medical marijuana is a huge issue. Many doctors would like to prescribe marijuana to their patients, and yet they are not allowed to by politicians. Should politicians be making medical decisions, or should doctors be making medical decisions? But it goes beyond that to me. Even people who want to use things for recreational purposes, purely recreational purposes. Now, I don't want any of my friends or family members to be addicted to any drug, whether that be even just cigarettes or caffeine, but especially hard drugs. But does prohibition actually stop people who would be abusers of drugs? It didn't work for alcohol prohibition. Why do you think that it works for prohibition of any drugs? Listen, if you think that people should not be using drugs like I do, don't use the force of government. The force of government never works to make people moral or to make people make the right decisions. Help people to realize their own decisions individually. Show them the consequences. But don't try to merely legislate your views on other people. What's your view? Let us know and we'll talk about it this weekend. This episode of The Jeremy West Show was brought to you by TitanOnline.net. TitanOnline.net, 56K nationwide unlimited dial-up internet access, $788 per month, $88 per year. No setup fee, free technical support. That's nationwide in the USA, TitanOnline.net.
You can find the show anytime at JeremyWest.net. Write to us, tell us what you think, show@JeremyWest.net, or call us toll-free, 1-888-POD-JER-0. That's 1-888-763-5370.